From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There's a new album of children's music from the father and son team of Ben and Leo Sidran. Songs mostly in English, but a little in Spanish, too. It's called El Elefante.
El elefante se pone guantes para taparse del frío. Y el oso panda se pone bufanda para estar calentito. The elephant loves to wear his gloves when it's cold outside.
Ben Sidran, the dad, is a longtime jazz musician and producer and a former host of NPR jazz programs. Son Leo, now 26, veers more to pop. They like to say they've been making music together since they first met. And this album, Ben says, has been germinating for a long time.
When Leo was in daycare, I started hanging out at the daycare center. I was really enchanted by being with children, which was different for me because I never really paid any attention to children up till then. And so I've thought about making a children's record that long ago. It's just wonderful that we wound up making it together. That's really the payoff.
Leo, what about you?
You know, it's something that we talked about because I think when I was young, we started playing music together. And so that energy and that sense of humor that we started with so long ago has always been a part of our musical relationship. So on some level, I think it made sense for us to go back and make the kind of music that we started out playing together.
What was the collaborative process on this album? Who actually did what?
I don't think we all did everything.
We can't answer that. I mean, it's okay. We'll give you an answer.
I guess that's the idea right there.
That's exactly the idea right there. You know, we get into a room and we start with musical ideas, and I'll play something, or he'll play something, and I'll say that sounds like this, and suddenly a song is there.
Take it easy, greasy. Got a long way to slide. Put your top down, son. Take your car for a ride. Put your hands in your pockets. Drive it with your feet. If you got yourself a problem, you can stand up on the seat. Keep that goose loose. Shoot the juice to the moose. Take it easy, greasy, cause you know you got a long way to slide.
I wonder if there's a special challenge of writing songs for children and thinking about ways that we'll keep them involved in the sound, if repetition becomes maybe more important than it would be in other songs that you might write.
Well, I think the sound is absolutely right. I mean, the song, Let's Go to Tegucigalpa, you know, first of all, there's a pun on the word Tegucigalpa and Tegucigalpa, but just the sound of Tegucigalpa sound like a kid's word.
Okay, let's go to Tegucigalpa, let's go. Tegucigalpa, let's go. Tegucigalpa, let's go. Tegucigalpa, well,
we didn't produce down or talk down at all. We pretty much approached this like we would make any record.
My feeling about making music for kids, and when I talked to other people that had participated in any way in children's music or music for young people, was, you know, you have to write hooky, catchy, repetitive, simple songs that stay with you and that have a good beat and you can dance to. And that's the same recipe for a pop tune.
Stick out your leg. Turn yourself around. Make like popcorn. Jump up and down. Once you start jumping.
We hear both of you singing on these songs, sometimes one, sometimes the other, but there's one song, Popcorn's Got a Brand New Bag.
Popcorn's Got a Brand New Bag.
That features neither of you on vocals, and there's sort of an interesting little convergence of who's singing here. Tell us about that.
Well, Clyde Stubblefield, the funky drummer, he was James Brown's drummer for years and years and years, and he was Leo's first drum teacher. When Leo was 5 years old, Clyde came over to the house, gave him a drumstick, pointed to the center of a snare drum and said, "See that?" Leo said, "Yeah." Clyde said, "Hit it." And we enlisted him to sing Popcorn's Got a Brand New Bag.
Come on, yo. You know how popcorn pop. Popcorn's got a brand new bag.
And how does he do that popping sound? Or is that the magic of overdubbing in the studio?
It's partly him and partly us, I think.
There was some digital manipulation.
But kids don't need to know that.
No, kids can do it.
Kids can do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, kids can make that sound. Well, okay, they can't. They can imagine that they're making it.
There's definitely a jazzy feel to a number of these songs, and I'm thinking of, Ben, your song, The Yellow Bird, which is almost like a jazz poem, I think, in a way. And the lyrics are spinning right off of something that I know a lot of people will recognize right away. In the great green room with the red balloon, nobody hears as the evening swoons.
Well, obviously, right, it comes from Goodnight Moon. It's a tribute to Goodnight Moon, and all the nights I sat there and read Goodnight Moon, I just, you know, there's definitely something magical about the mood of that story, of that book, and that's the mood I tried to capture.
And in the great green room with the red balloon, no one hears the evening swoon. The little yellow bird, she sings your favorite tune. Good night.
You have these kids' songs now. Do you have any places to perform them?
We hope that we get to go out and play the daycare center tour. What did you say, Leo? What are we looking for?
Packed lunchrooms all over the world.
coast to coast,
packed lunchrooms. I have to say, we enjoy being with children, and we enjoy that energy, and we're not put off by the craziness of it. And if that can expand our horizons, we're all for it. We're available. If you're a monitor in a lunchroom somewhere listening to this, and you've got a slot in the piano, just give us a call.
Well, the word is out. Listen, Ben and Leo Sidran, thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa. It's a pleasure.
Ben Sidran and his son Leo, their new CD is called El Elefante.
I wanna roll ya in Changuinola. Make no mistake, in Lambayeque. I wanna meet you in Machu Picchu. Mama, 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 Tegucigalpa. Vámonos. Let's go. Let's go. Vámonos. 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 Vámonos, let's go. Let's go, vámonos. Vámonos.
Perdón, ¿a qué hora sale el autobús a Tegucigalpa?
The bus to Tegucigalpa? Let me check the schedule.
Perdón, ¿para ir a Cuernavaca?
Cuernavaca, it's a long trip. I hope you brought your lunch.
Perdón, señor.
¿Qué?
Tengo que ir a Tegucigalpa.
Yeah, you're in the right place.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.